Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening. It's a minute after 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modena. Welcome to it. It's our Monday edition of Point of View. So as you know, our road to the elections continues, and today we're going to be speaking to COPE. So if you are one of those people who are interested in what COPE has to say, we have their manifesto. We actually have it in hand with us. 086-0000 is the number to dial. Get yourself ready. You know that conversation begins at 9 o'clock. So if you have any questions, please start dialing in, get yourself ready, send them in through X if you like beforehand. You can also send us those voice notes if you like as well, and we can bank them so that by 9 o'clock, when we begin that conversation, you are ready to go. So of course you know the number is 063-688-0959, but let's start here. You know that the court bid by the ANC to stop MK Party from using their logo didn't go very well. The ANC vowing to go all the way to the Constitutional Court. They're not going to take this lying down. Let's just try and understand legally what all of this means and how we got here in the first place. Legal expert Mpumelelo Zikalala is with us on the line. Good evening, Mpumelelo, and thank you so much for being with us again. Mpumelelo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Trina. So good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Let's just maybe have your take on how the court pronounced itself today. Do you agree with this particular judgment?
Well, it was expected, and I think the court was more focused on the technical compliance and the nitty-gritties when it comes to the law. So I think the court, it was expected it was going to come to this conclusion when it says, let us look at first, the locus standi, let us look at what you're crying about in terms of the voter confusion. Is it a matter of protecting the trademark from a commercial basis from a heritage basis? Or is it something in which you're saying you want to use it as part of your elections campaign in order to get campaign from the other party? So I think when it looked at this particular matter, those are the type of assessments that were done by the court. Obviously, looking at what the common law principles and also the trademark legislation actually says.
And so where did they fall short as the ANC?
I think it's the strategy of saying, what do we need to do first? First, let's make sure that before we go to court and claim that something is ours, even on paper and on the law, it belongs to us. So if there's already a legacy project that has registered the trademark, let's stick to that and make sure that we complete that process completely and then come here. Secondly, when we go to court, let us not go to court based on an election strategy. So let's not talk about voter confusion. Let's talk about protecting the legacy of the ANC and the Mkhonto we Sizwe. And we're going to use that at a later stage after we are done and dusted with the core principles of trademarks law. If you're going to focus on that one and simply steer the court towards what there's another dispute resolution forum, I think people will take care of all these processes, which is the electoral court, then you're going to have a very hard time trying to convince the court in terms of its strategies. But most importantly, don't go to court on a self-created agency principles. Go to court when you make sure that all your things have been done correctly. You've been able to raise alarms correctly. I think from this, the office of the SG in any political party is going to be beefed up to make sure to say, look at what is happening, especially when it comes to the election time. Make sure that you're able to protect the trademarks and whatever slogans that you may have as a political party. We do not want to find ourselves in a similar situation as the ANC moving forward.
They're obviously vowing to take this further. They want to go to the Constitutional Court. On what basis do they think they can win this particular role?
I think it's one of the common law principles of trademarks. But you see, it would be much better to then say, after the event of this week where the logo and the name purely belong to them now after it has been seeded by the legacy project, launch a fresh application. Because if you go on an appeal, the record has been locked. You're not allowed to introduce new things. You're not allowed to bring new evidence. You simply deal with the matter as it was provided in the first place. So if there are going to be certain developments that are taking place which count in your favor, make sure that you're able to utilize those before going to court, because you only have one chance to convince the presiding officer to rule in your favor. And if you fail in that chance, then you are not going to really succeed in whatever appeal court that you're going to go to.
And do you think this is, I mean, you're skeptical, but do you think there will be possibly a gap that they're looking at that may succeed in the Constitutional Court?
Maybe.
As you're saying, maybe common law, but, you know, do you think it's enough?
Not enough, because there was already a logo that has been registered in favor of a certain entity. So you have the legacy project that says, this particular logo belongs to us.
Yes.
But where it falls short the most is to say, look at what trademarks are used for. It's to purely identify yourself in the eyes of the public, yes, for other purposes, but predominantly for commercial purposes. So if you are going to find certain processes that are there and there's a commercial risk which is going to apply to you, make sure that you're able to exploit this so that it makes it easier for the presiding officer when deciding in your favor to say, these are the principles that are there. When it comes to commercial protection, this is what has been utilized, and this is where you're going to suffer harm. If you then introduce a new sphere of protecting the political legacy, the political mileage, and whatever leverage that you might have, then it's a different course altogether. And you have to make sure that you are able to identify all those principles that are there. And do not sound in a manner as if you are then saying to the voters that are hardcore political party voters that have their allegiance to you, they can't differentiate between your party and another political party just because it resembles the same name or an alliance name that is usually utilized by you.
So if you're going to be putting the argument forward, if I understand you correctly, of the sentimental case, you would need more time to prove the sentimental case, right? To say, you know, this is something that has got heritage for us and how it affects people and all of those things. You would have to present that case properly. The issue go ahead.
And then say, by the action of the person that I'm taking to court, this is the privileges that I'm suffering.
Yes.
So I need you to call you as the court to come to my aid, because the legacy, the heritage is being hammered by this individual that is utilizing this name in an improper manner. If you fail to do that, then what interdict can be issued to you, because the court is not necessarily entitled, or there's no need for the court to act because there's no harm in which you are suffering. There's another important point that you must be able to show.
So Mpumala, would they have had to gather data and measure time to show how this new party is affecting the legacy of the ANC's MK wing?
Definitely. And then come back and say to the court, if it wasn't for the infringements which are done by the MK party, the ANC would be in a position in order to protect its legacy.
Mm.
We are doing it because we want to make sure that the future generations have a much better understanding of what the MK is. They are currently stalwarts that hold this information close to their hearts. And so when they see the type of things happening, they can see that history has been distorted. Because ordinarily, when it comes to trademark fights which are going to take place, the one thing which is going to be fought about is the potential money that the other party is losing and the potential money that the other party is making due to the passing of the rules utilized by them.
So in a way, legally, we understand what they're saying, but legally they've got to prove harm. They've got to show and prove harm. What harm has been done to the ANC by this particular party's new name? They've got to prove harm.
Definitely, because when you say to the court, I need you to protect me, the court is going to ask, protecting you for?
Mm-hmm.
What's the harm that you're going to suffer? And then that's when you're going to come in and state all those views.
And then let's talk about the legacy project. If we then quickly recap, the legacy project, we believe, was trademarked by a couple of individuals not so long ago, a few years ago. I don't remember how many years ago, but it's quite recent. And then they say they handed the trademark over to the ANC. Does that work? Legally, would that stand?
It would stand. Well, the legacy project is a separate legal entity.
Yes.
And that can decide what to do with the contractual power that it has.
Mm-hmm.
They can decide we want to give the ANC this logo that is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's that. But what I think what this highlights is the shortfall in which, let's call them historical liberation movements, sort of have failed to do in order to, in terms of the protection of their identity and of their brand, and to make sure that they do not suffer or this type of new threat do not hamper them moving forward. Because it may start with the MK party. The next thing you are going to hear that it's now within the SASCO, for example, it's now within the Women's League. So the last name used to identify those things, then can it be utilized anymore? Because another political party is going to come through. And then the defense would be, this name doesn't belong to you. This logo doesn't belong to you. Mm-hmm. We can use it as and when you want to utilize it. Hence, we're forming a political party and calling it comrade, for example, or calling it whatever last name which is utilized by any political party that is there.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. They're just helping us understand how the court may have reached this particular decision. Well, he's just broken it down for us. The ANC, as I said, has vowed to go all the way to the Constitutional Court. They want to see if they can't protect their name, the MK legacy. MK legacy, as you know, the ANC's military wing of the party. This is really going to be interesting. But they've been very, very forthright that they are going to take this to the Constitutional Court because they are defending what is their heritage.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.